Kim, the boss master, friend of the show, coach at lunch for Georgia Southern Eagles down in Statesboro, Georgia, the borough doing big things. Coach is 1-1 on the year. Big game coming up this against Arkansas. Coach, man, good to talk to you. How are you doing? Hope you're blessed, man.
Man, doing great. Just excited to be in a football season and halfway normal from last year, and just excited for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Coach, let me ask you about last year, man. You got 8 wins during a COVID year, man. How accomplishing was that for your program and your young men to persevere through all that adversity last year? No vaccines, no nothing, hard protocols, and having to be disciplined all year long and get 8 wins amidst all that drama and trying to be disciplined every day.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it was something else, you know, to watch our guys do what they did. You know, we were only one of 2 teams to play 13 games last year, us and Alabama. And we were the only one to get 12 regular season games in. And, you know, for us to do that, go down to a bowl game in New Orleans and win the bowl game, it's just hats off to our guys and our staff because they were very disciplined. They were very dedicated to their team. You know, we'd have liked to won all of them, you know, and that's the expectation at Georgia Southern. But, you know, to be able to pull that off and get those 8 wins and get that bowl championship, very proud of our guys for that.
And I think, Coach, with it being last year, Coach Lunsford, man, that's like, to me, it's a winning a championship because, like, everything you had to go through, not being able to be together the way you wanted to be, doing Zoom meetings, all those different things you had to go through. I think for last year, 8 wins to me is like winning, like, 12 because of everything you had to go through. Just to get on the field and hope, like, not get a call saying, hey, other team has COVID, you can't play. So all that waiting game, everything, the stress of that, I feel like, man, 8 wins is like 12 in that my book for that last year, man.
For sure. And, you know, what was great, we did have a couple games canceled because of COVID, but it was the other teams. So we were always week to week, but we were able to pick up 2 games that that weren't on the schedule, and then we – the couple that got postponed, they ended up being on the back end. And just for our guys to be able to make sure that we were ready to go each and every week, you know, I just think that was very impressive, honestly.
Yes, indeed. And, Coach, talk about that for your young men, for them growing as young men mentally and physically and emotionally last year, because for me, I'm in my mid-30s, and it changed me as a man, made me reassess some things I do as a man, having a business and a radio show and doing what I do. So for your young men, 18 and 24 years old, young men, seeing them handle adversity, what they did, grow as young men, and set them up for their rest of their life. Because, Coach, you know this, and I know this. Life throws curveballs at you don't see coming. They got their experience at a young age to use the rest of their lives.
For sure. You know, I really, you know, even before the pandemic, you know, Georgia Southern and college football and football in general, you know, it's such a great opportunity for a young man to – prepare themselves for the real world after college and after ball and all that. But then when you throw a pandemic on top of it, social injustice and all the things that kind of, you know, surfaced last year, I don't want to use the word forced, but there was connections that were lost, and then there were connections that were made, that reconnections that, you know, were very important. And, you know, it just made you grateful for all those opportunities, all those relationships, and just all that we're blessed to get to do, and understand that we can't take any of it for granted, and you can lose it at any moment. And I think that changed the game, and it changed the world, and it definitely changed our environment for the better, because it just made you more in tune with the total man and not just, you know, the football player. And we've always been about the total man here, but it refocused us and re-put us into a position to make sure that we're doing that.
And, Coach, even for me, Coach, I can tell you honestly, some of my friends never knew about my background, how I grew up in the west side of Atlanta, how I grew up not without having much. Some of my friends now know about my story. I really didn't share how I came up, what really shaped me as a person. So, like you said, last year, got a lot of people really know about me more than just a radio host, what I do on the radio, but know about my true story, how I grew up, went to school at my parents, my parents' situation. So, for me, because you said, Coach, knowing the total man now and sharing that story with people really touched a lot of people's hearts, and it helped I read the rises, Coach. It helped my listeners grow as people. Hearing my story helped them share their stories with other people as well, because, Coach, I'm a private guy. But last year, Fortune kind of really come out there and share and say, hey, this is really who I am. Beyond what you see on the radio and what you see on YouTube.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, and I think that was everybody has a story, right? And it's important that you try to know that story. And people are going to be private, and they're going to be, some are willing to share, some are unwilling to share. And you just got to take time at it. But I think it's important that if you're going to do what we do, if you're going to be a part of what we're going to be a part of, and you're going to be in a position to lead young men, I think getting to know people's stories are important, and for them to know your story, because you're not going to make that personal connection unless you do. And all they're going to see you as a coach, and are you going to see them as a player? But in the big picture, that's not what it's all about. It's about the opportunity to impact people greatly. And so I don't take that lightly. And I think with the things that went on last year, I think it just refocused us on that and to understand it is about the impact.
And coach, this past year as well, mental health has been something top people talked about more and more. So how's your team have a support system around your young men to help them? They have maybe a depression, a mental health issue, something at home, but they want to talk to you about and grow in that area too. Because a lot of times us, we're men, we're kind of macho. We don't really want to address that mental health issue, but having a young man come and trust you guys as a staff and a support team to come say, hey, I have an issue, coach. I want to talk to you. How are you all supporting young men in that field as well?
Well, when I first got the job, the head job, I reached out to a couple mental skills coaches, just to try to get some ideas. And we ended up having a professor on campus, Dr. Brandon Harris, who is a sports psychologist professor. And we brought him in, and he started, and I'll be honest with you, early on, it was about mental, it was about performance, sports performance. We were trying to get an extra advantage that way, playing better, just being able to reset from adversity and all that type of stuff. But what ended up happening was we started to get more and more into, well, performance is on the field, but there's also things off the field that affects performance as well. And we started digging into it. And, unfortunately, in 2019, we actually had a young man take his life and committed suicide. And that greatly affected our team. We had things in place, but we could have been better about, trying to recognize signs, recognize things that maybe would give you an indication that something's going on in a person's life. Because this young man that took his own life, every time he walked in my office, he was smiling, and he just seemed like a happy person. He was joking around and all that type of stuff, but there was something, there was some inner demons he was dealing with that he wasn't showing. And I think that taught us a big lesson, and we reached out, we tried to get more help. We actually have a full-time athletic department psychologist. We have counselors now. We have a lot of people in place so that guys, if they are struggling with something, they can go talk about it and feel comfortable about talking about it. And we encourage whoever you feel comfortable with, go talk to them. And then if that person's not qualified enough, we're going to make sure we get you help as we go along, because mental health is a real thing. And, I just want to make sure that as these guys go through this grind of being a student athlete, the pressures of being good academically, the pressures of being good on the field, the pressures of being a man and what it means to be a man, if they start to get into a situation where they are getting depressed, that they do have help. So our administration and our university have done a tremendous job of putting a supportive staff in place for that.
And Coach Lunsford, what I said about you and your staff is that you guys really love on your guys. You care about the full young man, not just X and O's. Because I tell you all the time, coaching's more than just winning and losses. I know that's what you're guarding on, but it's a lot more to it than that. And I've always seen how you interact with your players that you really love your guys as young men. You enjoy them being around them and want to help them grow as young men. That's why your answer right there, that just shows and proves what I've always said about your program, that you all truly care and want to give you every young man every opportunity to be successful, whether it be on or off the field, successful, leave that with a degree and a foundation for being a successful husband, a leader in your community going forward.
Sure. And you know, I look at it this way, you know, wins and losses do matter, because the more you win, the more opportunity you have to impact. The less you win, the shorter amount of time that you have to impact. But I do believe in a higher being. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. And I do think that my steps are ordered and we've been put in place for a purpose. Now, how long that purpose is supposed to last at a certain spot, you know, that's up to God, right? And but that's how I live my life, you know, and I'm not always perfect at it. I screw it up all the time. But just being faithful and understanding that, you know, there is a bigger picture. There is a bigger reason. You're in it for the wins because you want guys to have memories for the rest of their lives with their teammates. However, there is a greater impact that needs to be made. And if we can affect 1 to 120 in a positive manner, you know, we're doing things the right way at that point. So, you know, I just see it bigger than ball. You know, we love to win and we're going to work our butts off to win and we're expected to win here. But ultimately, man, it's going to be about that impact. And that's what we come to work for every day.
And it's funny how God works, because Lunsford, you know, for me, it's something I wanted to happen in March, but God did it in August. He had his own timetable for me, you know, and like, you know, yeah. But it's funny how God's always on time. He's always on time for me. And that's why I should say, like, this football has given opportunity to have a radio show, man, and get a degree and be successful. But, you know, having it, or having God in my life to guide me through all my trials and tribulations to help me when I have those long nights when I'm off the air just trying to figure out life. So there's a 30-something-year-old man in this country, you know, like, hey, he's an amazing being, ain't he? How he helps us out when we don't see it coming.
No question. No question. And, you know, they say sometimes where you just sit there and go, man, what is God doing and why? But ultimately it ends up working out just how it's supposed to. And if we can just remain faithful and continue to try to put his will first and just let him order our steps, man, it'll all work out.
And you have a cool schedule, man. I saw that Sun Belt. I know you didn't have a good week last week. I'm not gonna discuss that, but you got a good opportunity against Arkansas right now. You got BYU coming to you on senior day, man. Of all things, having them come across Statesboro on senior day. Tell us about your non-com schedule. Arkansas this week, of course, coming up, and BYU coming up there for senior day, man. Great job, man, getting them to come down there, man.
For sure. You know, I'll touch on last week. We're a little embarrassed about how we performed last week. I do think that if we will take that loss and learn from it and go, this is how we're going to get better, we can be a great team. And I think the schedule has set up for that, because obviously getting to play an SEC opponent this week, you know, trying to get to show how tough and how much we can improve from last week to this week, and try to shock the world. That's fun, right? And that's a great opportunity. But then when you look at the rest of the schedule, and you're talking about these ranked opponents that are coming to our stadium, and then also BYU, you know, coming to our place, and then getting to go play Appalachian State at the end of the season. I mean, there's just so many great moments and opportunities that are in front of us that we can really seize. And that's what I really like about this schedule, man, because we can make some awesome memories if we do it the right way.
And you can make this even more national brand, man. You Arkansas, you playing those guys, you pull that off, man. I'm hoping you pull it off. I'm hoping you pull it off. I just want to have you on this show. You said, yeah, get good show karma, man. So you get that job done. So talk about that, man, for your recruiting basis. That going there, showing off what you do, showing that on the interview, you see who you are as a person, because you're a great person, man. So talk about that as opportunities we can play those guys, man, because I feel like it's going to be good for your program no matter what you guys do this weekend.
Well, I'm gonna tell you now. We go ahead and go and pull this off this weekend. You're gonna have to interview me every Monday night because I do get a little superstitious sometimes.
I can do that. It's no problem, buddy. I can make it happen.
But no, it is. I mean, the opportunity to go play an SEC team in Arkansas who just beat Texas, and I know they're feeling pretty good about themselves, and they got themselves set up to have an awesome year with a great win last week. You know, obviously that allows us to put our name out there. And if we can go perform well, you know, we can get national attention that way. And then again, you know, just like you just said, I mean, all the people that are coming to our stadium, and then also the road games that we got, You know, there's just a great opportunity to get our brand out there and become more of a national brand.
And coach, what I love about it, the Sun Belt has some great football. I mean, top to bottom, like people don't understand how great good the league is, how tough it is. Like from top to bottom, man, it's no easy outs, ranks, opponents. When you all play a Power Five school, you all give them trouble. They have to prepare hard for you guys. It's not a cupcake week that week. It's not a mini bye. So I love the fact that the Sun Belt is getting more exposure, what Coastal's doing, those guys, Appalachian's always toughening up there in Boone. You know, so I feel like, man, you all set up for success. The league is top to bottom tough, and I love the talent and coaches in you all's league, man.
Yeah, you know, I tell our guys all the time, you got to be prepared every week because there's great coaching, there's great players. I mean, when you start looking at, I mean, right now Georgia Southern's got the most active players on NFL rosters right now in the Sun Belt, and then you start looking at the other schools that put their guys in the NFL and the ones that's getting NFL attention this year. So there's great players. And then the ones that are not even NFL players, they're still good football players. I think that the coaches in this league have done a really good job of recruiting, evaluating, really finding guys to develop. Because, I mean, we are a developmental league as well. And, you know, so I know you got to be ready to play each and every week. You got to be ready to coach each and every week. You know, there's no gimmies in this league. Everybody's ready to go each week.
No doubt. And how cool is to have these guys back for an extra year, Coach? I know with the last year being a COVID year, they got extra year eligibility. How cool is to have guys in your program an extra year to grow and develop and become better so you can have them your program stability even longer than you usually would without having to come get recruit more guys?
Well, I tell you, you know, the COVID year makes things interesting. I mean, we had 8 of our seniors come back and play an extra year. And then when you start thinking about your junior class that would have been seniors, now you got to get figured out, you know, which ones are they going to take their extra year, you know? And so recruiting gets kind of out of whack. You got to figure out how you're going to fit everybody in your roster the next year, because you may not get those extra scholarships that you got this year. But it is cool, man. It is cool to see guys get to come back. And you know, because last year wasn't normal, to get to finish off their careers in more of a normal setting, I think that's really cool, and it gives us an opportunity to have more experience on our football team and have more leadership and all the things that you need to win championships.
Well, Coach, I'll be pulling for you hard Saturday, man. So I hope we're talking again next Monday night that you've won. We make this a tradition every Monday night, Coach. Man, JR here, man. Give us the recap of the last week's game, man. Hope we can do it again next Monday for sure, man.
Hey, I'm telling you, we're out now. You might as well book it every Monday night.
Yes, sir. 7 p.m. Eastern time. We got it, man. Hey, Coach, thank you again for your time, man. Be safe and be blessed. I'll talk to you. Hope to talk to you Monday, man, for sure, for real, man.
All right. You got it, man. Thank you. And G-A-T-A.
All right. Be good, Coach.
All right. See you.
See you, man.